I want you guys to remember now, good thing comes to the people that wait. So you guys have been waiting, and we got a good thing here. I just want to tell you it's an exciting day for us. For our football team, we got a lot better. For our organization, it's been a long day or a long 2 days, but it's worth the wait. I want to make sure that I thank all these people that have worked hard to get to this point. And first of all, of course, is Mr. Wilson. A lot of times, you know, he takes some heat for not spending the money and not wanting to win and all those things. And I've told you guys many times that he's never said, don't do it, that's too much money. He's always said, do whatever it takes. We got the resources for, we'll do it. And then I think he's proved that, and also has in the past. So it's been kind of a long process. Russ Brandon has certainly been, he knows everybody in this area. He's made Mario and Aaron feel at home and taking care of the things that has to be done when you're moving your family. Of course, Jim Overdorf, I can't tell you how much time he spent, he and Mario's agents, but Jim late at night, every day, working on this thing and trying to make sure we got it done. Coach Gailey let the coaches do a lot of work. Dave Wanstead and Giff Smith, his position coach, those guys have spent a lot of time with him and done a lot of things to help us with it. Kyle Williams, our players, again, I've said this in the past, if you really want to know the truth about the coaches in the front office, ask the players that are there. We all are in a recruiting mode, and we say the things they want to hear, but players tell them like it is. And Kyle and, of course, ex-players like Jim Kelly that have done a lot with us to help this come about, has really been a good long process, but one that's been fun. And the next thing and last thing, I want to make sure I thank our fans. I think you drive up Abbott and you see all the signs and everything that made Mario feel like he is wanted in Buffalo. And once we got him here and got him to visiting with not the people that have heard about Buffalo, but the people that live here, then you find out what a unique place it is, and he's going to help it even get better. So let me introduce him to you, and Mario Williams.
Okay, I'm gonna try to talk as clear as I can. You know, I was in the back, you know, trying to sign the papers, and I couldn't even write my name. So I'm gonna do the best I can. But you know, first I would like to thank Mr. Wilson. You know, without him, you know, none of this would be possible. So I mean, I'm just so excited to come here and to see the city, and you know, like Buddy said, you know, it's one of those things where you hear so much about, you know, the living here and everything until you actually get here and see what's here and see what's in front of you and see the fans and everything that this great city has to offer. You know, as far as even seeing my name on pizzas and things like that was kind of crazy, but it definitely got the message across. So I think the biggest thing for me, you know, is coming here and just being able to see the coaches, you know, my D-line coach and the GM and this stadium and what's going on around here as far as taking the next step and producing and, you know, just the endless possibilities and the great guys upstairs in the office, the front office, just sold me immediately. You know, it's one of those things that you don't get many chances like this and opportunities to come in and be the guy who, you know, can help the team get across the hump. And that's definitely what I'm here for. You know, my whole intention is to come here and work with guys like Kyle and Nadaris and make this thing happen. You know, I feel like it's a great opportunity for myself and the team and for us to succeed and get better. You know, this city is looking for that. You know, is looking for for the Bills to be where we need to be at, you know, for the fans of this great city. I'm ecstatic. You know, I'm very excited. I can't wait for the opportunity to get out there and make things happen. You know, my biggest thing is I've dealt with more adversity than most. So, you know, me, there's no pressure. I played against, obviously, great quarterbacks. I'm looking forward to playing against these quarterbacks and chase them down a little bit and make things happen. So my biggest thing is, you know, I'm just so excited, man. There's so many people to thank, and it's been a long, you know, long couple of days, and I'm tired. I really am. But it's definitely been worth it. From day one, I mean, it's been nothing but love here and the camaraderie. I think the biggest thing for me is feeling comfortable with not just my teammates, but, you know, the coaches. And I can already see the bond here, and I look forward to working with them. And like I said, turning this thing around, making it happen.
Any questions for Mario? John?
Mario, can you talk about the last 2 days and the buzz and just your impression of what it's been like around Buffalo? Did you get the sense of how important this was to people?
You know, number one thing I've heard is it's almost like a college atmosphere, and the simple fact of, you know, this is what people bleed and breathe and live. I mean, so I'm really happy for the opportunity to be a part of it. You know, I kind of have to duck and dodge a little bit because there was a lot of people out there, and you know, I didn't want to, you know, get overran by anybody. But it's great. But that's what you want. You know, you want a fan base that's like that, and this great city definitely offers that.
Mario, you could have picked a lot of other teams. What would you say were the two or three things that put Buffalo over the top?
Well, one, you don't get, and I found, you know, my short, well, 6 years of being in the league, that you don't get a lot of guys who are up front with you. I think, you know, there's a lot of blown smoke, I would say, you know, from certain outlets, I put it that way. And I think the number one thing, excuse me, like I said, is coming here and seeing, you know, them embrace me, and definitely just the comfort level of everybody that surrounded me when I got here. And even seeing, you know, Jim Kelly was definitely a big plus for me. And, you know, he did some heavy recruiting, threw in a couple of hunting, you know, adventures and things like that. But definitely, you know, just seeing everything that was here, man, I mean, it was, you know, and I think the biggest shock, too, was because, you know, my old coach, Bill Kolar, who used to be here, you know, he told me, you know, my ears lie to me, but my eyes don't. And I think that's the biggest thing that happened with me. You know, I heard so much stuff about this city, and it's not fair to the simple fact that, you know, there's great people here, and there's caring, compassionate people that definitely have your back, and I see that already. And, you know, I just feel completely welcome, and, you know, they look at me as a person and somebody who can come here and help out. So, and that's what I want to be. I want to be that person to help out.
How much did the promise of playing, I know you spoke with Kyle at dinner the other night and here at the facility, how much did the promise of playing with Kyle Williams and Marcell Dareus sort of add into this, and also the prospect, where do you put this defensive line now that you're a part of it?
It was huge. I know those guys, and like I said, having Coach Kolar for 6 years, well, three years, I know all about Kyle. That's all he ever talks about, is how great Kyle is and how, you know, if we had him and this and that and, you know, all that stuff Coach says. But anyway, you know, those guys, I know what we have inside. And the biggest thing for a defensive end is looking to, when you get around that edge, the quarterback not stepping up. And I know that's what we have here. So that was one huge sell, you know, to me, was having those two guys pushing the pocket. And, you know, hopefully I get the sacks. But no, you know, but hopefully that's kind of how it turns out. But anyway, having those guys there, I'm definitely excited. I had, you know, chance to talk to them and basically go over things about, you know, scheme and things to expect and, you know, their mentalities. But most importantly, living. You know, football is 50% of this, but the next 50 is how I'm going to feel comfortable outside of football, outside of the stadium. So they really helped me out.
At any point in this process, was there a point where you were thinking about leaving and exploring other options, or was it really just a matter of tying things up here with the Bills?
Yeah, obviously, like I said, with the hearing thing, you hear so much about, oh, it's cold. Well, it's cold in a lot of places. You hear so much about there's really nothing to do. Well, it's a family atmosphere here, but everything is in reach. You know, if you want to go to Toronto, if you want to go fly to New York or Boston, it's right there. You know, it's just hop on a plane. It's just like, I mean, Houston to Austin or Houston to Dallas or whatever. You know, it's real quick. So once you get here, and they told me when I got here, you know, it was like, you're going to see, you know, why people live here and stay here. And I think that was the biggest thing, you know, for me is actually seeing that it's not what everybody says, you know. Every place has its own thing. And I think that's the biggest thing that sold me. And as far as when I came here, I think the 2 days of being here, I think it kind of, it was necessary to actually digest all that and see things. So when I came in with an open mind, I wasn't just here and then, you know, I'll see you later, on to the next. Because, you know, like everybody knows, you know, there's opportunities, you know, everywhere. I mean, that's the point of this process. And that's the point of visiting teams. And even I think the biggest thing with here is that, you know, all I heard about here is here, you know, is hearsay. You know, I know about other locations already. So that wasn't even, you know, really a deciding factor. I've been to other cities just because, you know, but I've never been here. So I had to actually take my time, be open-minded, and, you know, make my decision for myself.
Were you looking, or did you get any reassurances that you would be one piece, there would be more pieces on the way in terms of what's going to happen on the field?
I was pretty much told, which, you know, it is what it is. There's 11 guys on the football field, and regardless of who you are, regardless of what you've done, you're not going to do it alone. So, I mean, we're definitely, I'm sure, obviously going to add more pieces to this puzzle. You know, and I was just reassured no matter what happens that, you know, don't think that you have to do all this. I can't throw and catch the football at the same time. I can't sack the quarterback and catch interception at the same time. The biggest thing is we, as a team, as brothers, we have to be all on one accord, and we have to have the same mentality, the same desire, and the same get after, you know, that the man beside you has. So I think the biggest thing with me coming here, you know, I'm here, I'm not a vocal, you know, guy. You know, I go out there and I play. And my biggest thing is to have everybody, you know, put everybody else on the same standard and level and continue to grow and continue to get better.
You explained what you like about Buffalo. Why Buffalo first? Why did you hop on the Bills plane and come here first before any other team? Because you must have had a lot of offers.
I know everywhere else. Like, I've been somewhat, shape, or form, I've been everywhere else. I played here, I think it was 3 years ago, and pretty much all I saw was this. When I was coming out from the draft, I came here, and that's the first time I met Bill Kolar. So I've seen a little bit of it, but I've been to other cities, excuse me, that were interested. You know, after signing and everything like that, it's football now, you know, and me being comfortable, my teammates being comfortable, my coaches being comfortable. With what happened to me in the past, like I said, from the day I got drafted to last year, you know, missing that part of the season, I got a lot to do for myself. And that's what matters, is to go out and play to get me better, to get my teammates better, for my teammates to make me better, and ultimately for us to win games. So pretty much, you know, I don't see any pressure. I just see work that needs to be done, not just for myself, but for my teammates, because we all have to hold each other on the same level, the same accord.
You were part of a process in Houston to becoming a really competitive team. How close do you think this team is, based on what you've seen, to being a playoff football team?
Last year, whenever the season was going, and I, you know, obviously the buzz that was here, we all were like, wow, you know, I mean, look, they were 5-0. You know, it's, you know, they got something going on over there. The injury bugs hit here just like it did there, you know, and some key players were, you know, missing and things like that. So it's here. I mean, we saw that last year, you know, from the beginning of the season. The thing is maintaining that and keep it going. And comes with that, you got to have, you know, the leadership. You got to have guys continually pushing and keeping the motor running and keeping things going where, you know, we're not going to fall off. We're here. We're in these games that are close. we got to win these games and so forth. So you saw from the very beginning of last year, you know, what is capable here. We just added more pieces.
Okay. Buddy, you want to answer a few questions? You guys have some questions for Buddy as
Mario
well.
Mario was answered them all.
Buddy Jeffers of Channel 7, just your thoughts on how this process was for you. I mean, this was a 2.5-day event for an individual who's been through this process before. How did this go?
You know, it's actually longer than 2.5. As soon as the season was over, Tommy Gibbons and the pro department, they put up on the board, they put all unrestricted free agents up. We think this guy's going to hit the market. Who's number one for us at this position? And the number one guy for us from day one was this guy. And so it's been a process that's been ongoing, and obviously you don't do anything until the team that's got him don't sign him, and then he hits free agency. But it's been a long process, and it's been fun, especially since it turned out right.
How much do you think this will help your recruiting process? You talked about that at the end of the season. Just this move alone, how much can that?
Well, I think it'll help us. I think when you see a guy of his stature and what he's done, choose Buffalo, and again, we all talk about the money and the big contract, but a lot of teams have those. I mean, it's got to be something else too, and it's like Mario said, 50% of it's what is the surroundings and what he's got to do and where he lives, and so I think all that helps. I think if he did it, there's something there.
Buddy, how does a signing like this fit into your overall philosophy of, you know, drafting and developing players, keeping your own? How does this fit?
It doesn't change any of that, Murph. We've, you know, again, we've said from day one, you guys never believe, you don't listen or you don't believe what we say anyway. But my point is, we've said from day one, if there's a guy there that we think can make the difference, we'll be aggressive and go after the guy. So this just plugs up a piece of the puzzle and he'll get us over the hump. He's a position of need that we were able to fill. So, but the same philosophy will hold true in the draft.
Buddy, following that up, do you think that other teams in the league also, like a lot of fans here, didn't quite believe that you guys were going to go that hard after the number one defensive?
Well, that's been the reputation since I've been knowing about Buffalo. We've always heard that, and I don't know how it was in the past, but I know when a guy's shows interest in us, that is of the stature that Mario is, then we're going to do everything we can to bring him in here.
Buddy, how concerned were you after, you know, that first night when you lost Robert Meacham, and how much of a concern and focus was it to make sure that Mario would stay here and be, you know, signed?
You know, we bring in a lot of people, but again, I'm going to say this again, our number one goal was to sign Mario. That was our number one need and our number one goal. We felt like it was something we had to have. We like Robert. We think he's a good player. It was not we got good receivers, and there's a lot of them out there. So, I get a call in the middle of the night and say he's been offered this, and we say, good luck. You know, it's really good for you.
Are you still actively in pursuit of potentially adding another free agent wide receiver since you lost out on Robert?
You know, I told you guys when we met one time, Joe, before that we may be out of the business by Friday. You seen his contract? We may be out of the business.
Buddy, along those lines, are you surprised at the way the first 48 hours of free agency, the way the market has exploded when you look at this and Calvin Johnson? I mean, are you surprised by where the numbers are?
You know, I'm not. I think everybody talks about the salary cap and it's going to jump and all that kind of stuff, but it hasn't. But still, people, you know, you do what you got to do. You use your resources and you get your priorities straight, and if it's important enough to you, you do what you got to do.
Any others? Okay.
Thanks, guys.
You guys want a couple with Chan? Step up.
Sure.
You've been waiting a while.
Yeah.
Chan, just how does this change the dimension of things now and allow your defense to progress?
Well, anytime you add a player of this caliber, and I think he said it well, he's a piece of the puzzle. He's not, you know, really any bigger than any other piece of the puzzle. He can go play great, and if we don't have 10 other guys playing well, it doesn't make any difference. That's what makes football such a unique game. And I told him not to feel the pressure of having to be some kind of unbelievable player, unbelievable leader, unbelievable entity of our football team. He's a great player in his own right, or he wouldn't be standing up here. He wouldn't be where he is. Just go do what you do, and he'll make us better. And so I feel like that we've added this piece of the puzzle, and the front office, Buddy, and everybody did such a great job. Now, this takes us one more step closer to where we want to be. And we talk about wanting to be champions. That's the goal. There is no other goal. And he helps us, you know, get one step closer to that. We got to do it. You can't just talk about it, but you got to go do it.
And Coach, with this piece and then other pieces coming back healthy on that defensive line, you know, for 2012, do you feel this will effectively shift the defensive landscape in this division?
Well, that's a pretty broad statement, or to say it's going to shift the landscape in a division, but I know we got better. We got a lot better, and I think our pass rush has improved greatly just in the last 45 minutes.
You've talked about improving the pass rush and that being an offseason priority. When you get a guy who can get 53 sacks in six seasons, how much do you expect that pass rush now to be improved? And how better is your defensive line?
I can't put a percentage on how much better we are, but I know we're appreciably better. And I know that we will get more pressure on the passer. I don't think there's any question about that. You add this piece, you add a healthy Kyle Williams into it, we will be able to put some pressure on a quarterback that we were not able to do last year.
How much does a move like this help the rest of the defense, you know, the trickle-down effect from adding a guy like this?
Well, it's a lot easier to play in the secondary now. It is. Better pass rush makes better secondary. Better defense makes better offense. You know, it all works together. That's what's great about our game. It all works together. And I think Mario said it best. We got to help. Everybody holds everybody accountable to a standard to get us where we want to be. And that's the key. And that's what he reiterated to me in our meeting one-on-one. He expects to come in and be that worker. He's not going to stand up in front of the team and talk. That's not what his role is. His role is to go out and be a worker and produce and play on Sundays and help us win a championship. That's what he told me he wanted to do. And that's the answer you're looking for. It's not how many sacks can I get, how many this can I get, how can I help the team? Man, that was a great answer to me, or a great conversation I had.
The team elected to switch to a 4-3. Did you have him in mind as the guy you really wanted to base it all around?
After talking to Buddy, yes, I did. It sure was. And when I said, who's the top guy, he said, this guy. I said, well, that's the guy I want too then. So, I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out.